Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Cindy, can you help the building design for Camtech today? It's supposed to be finished by the end of the week, and there's still a lot to do.
I'd be happy to help, but I can't do it today. I have a meeting with a potential client this afternoon.
Well, that could easily be handled by any employee. Camtech is one of the biggest accounts, and you've worked with them before.
Okay, then. I'll check if someone can cover this meeting for me. Maria, can you come over here?
Yes, what is it, Ms. Novak? Mr. Yang?
Cindy has an important project to deal with this afternoon, and we're wondering if you could meet one of the new clients this afternoon.
All you have to do is just to interview them about what they want and how much they're willing to spend.
Okay, just give me any materials related to them before the meeting.
Well, if everything is all set, I'll let Greg, the project manager, know about it right away. He is going to be so relieved. Number 32. What does the man ask Cindy to do? Number 33. Why does the man want Cindy to do the work? Number 34. What will the man likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I just received 24 conference chairs I ordered from your company's website, but two of the chair legs are broken. I think there must have been a problem with the delivery.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that. Would you like me to send you the replacements?
No, that's not necessary. Now that I've seen them, I think 22 chairs will be enough for our needs. So I think I want a refund for the two chairs.
We can do that. I'll refund your money to your account. Meanwhile, I email you a prepaid shipping label so you can send the broken chairs back to us.
Number 35. What is the woman calling about? Number 36. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 37. According to the man, what will the woman receive by email? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Charlie, can you take me home after work today? My car is still in the shop.
Sorry, I have to leave work early today. I have to go to the airport to pick up Mr. Yamamoto from the Tokyo office. His plane should arrive around 3.
Oh, well, I guess I can take the bus then. The bus station is not that far from here, right?
No, it's only a couple of blocks down Maple Street. Do you want me to give you more detailed directions? Number 38. What does the woman ask for? Number 39. Where does the man need to go in the afternoon? Number 40. What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Matt, you like Ben Taylor, right? Have you seen the new movie where he plays a role of a secret agent? The review in the newspaper said it is really exciting and moving. It broke the record of box office sales.
No, my friends and I tried to buy tickets last Saturday, but they were sold out, so I was disappointed.
Well, the article said more theaters will be showing the movie from next week. Why don't you check its official website for more locations?
Number 41. How did the woman learn about the movie? Number 42. What does the man mean when he says, "So I was disappointed"? Number 43. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you reviewed the resume of Stephen Johnson? His experiences are pretty impressive.
I have noticed he won pretty big contracts from a big international trader last year, too. Do you think he would be a good fit for our company?
Well, we have to see him in person before making any decision. Should I arrange a formal interview with him?
Actually, I'll be out of town next week. So why don't we set up a schedule in the following week?
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What has Stephen Johnson done before? Number 46. When will the speakers meet Mr. Johnson? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Edward, I was wondering if you can help me. I've been trying to access my email account and I keep getting an error message that I'm using the incorrect password.
Well, I don't think I can help you with that. Why don't you call technical support? They should be able to reset your password.
I've been trying to talk with them already. They must have left for the day.
There might be a special number we could use after hours for tech problems. Let me look it up in our online directory. Number 47. What is the woman's problem? Number 48. Who has the woman been trying to contact? Number 49. What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Dares. I'm returning your call about the wedding invitations you ordered. You said that the event's no longer being held at Hilton Plaza. Is that correct?
Yes, we've decided to use a different hotel which is more conveniently located for our guests.
We don't usually allow last-minute change without any penalty, but you're in luck. We haven't started printing them yet.
That's good news. The new place is the ballroom of the Mountain Lodge Hotel.
Well, it's not accurate to receive the information through the phone. Could you please log on to our online account and update your order?
I'll do that. The only problem is I won't have access to a computer by the end of the day today.
That's okay. We won't start working on yours until tomorrow morning. Just make sure you get everything spelled right on your order.
Number 50. Where most likely does the man work? Number 51. What has changed about the event? Number 52. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I just read an annual report for Mandy's division, and their sales have almost doubled since she became the manager of her sales team.
I agree. I think she is really talented in terms of motivating her staff. I heard she encourages everyone to share their sales strategies at a weekly meeting.
Yes, I think that helps new sales representatives to improve their skills a lot. Maybe we should ask other managers to follow Mandy's example.
Number 53. What does the woman say she just read? Number 54. According to the woman, what happens at the weekly meetings? Number 55. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Ask other managers to follow Mandy's example"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Angela from Somerville Health Clinic. Your salesperson dropped some information on one of your new products, the Easy Thermo?
Yes, we started supplying these to many pediatric hospitals and they all loved it. Easy Thermo looks friendly and is easy to operate, so children are less scared of medical procedures, not to mention its accuracy.
Well, our staff would like to see the product and try them on ourselves. Could you send us samples?
Sorry, ma'am, we don't give out sample equipment, but I would be glad to visit and show you the product in person. I think the short demonstration will answer any questions you might have. Number 56. Why is the woman calling? Number 57. Who most likely is the man? Number 58. What does the man offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Stella. I'm having trouble getting the sales figures for the international market. I need those numbers for my presentation tomorrow.
Those records should be in the company online database. Don't you have the password to use it?
I do, but for some reasons, it's not working this morning. I already talked with someone in the technical support, but it's not fixed yet, and I'm in a hurry.
Well, I should have that data in my computer. I can email them to you. Let me know if you haven't received them in a few minutes.
Number 59. What is the man having difficulty doing? Number 60. Who does the man say he has requested help from? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Kendrick. Have you heard the news that we finally purchased digital microscopes in our laboratory?
Really? That is good news. I'm a little surprised, though, since those microscopes are rather expensive, and I thought we already spent our budget for this year.
I guess the administration has finally realized the importance of having high-quality equipment at a teaching hospital like ours.
True. With these advanced and improved images, it would be much easier to train our medical students from this semester. Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. What is the man surprised at? Number 64. What does the man mean when he says, "It would be much easier"? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation with three speakers and list.
Hey, George. Hi, Scott. We're thinking about selling some of the new natural tiles that have been introduced to the market. Do you think our customers will like the ceramic ones?
Well, I heard they've been sold in other locations, and customers actually favour them over other types of tiles.
They are supposed to be environmentally friendly, and good for your health too.
But aren't the ceramic ones are much more expensive than the regular tiles?
True, but they are usually cheaper than the natural marble ones.
Some of our customers would like to have affordable construction materials. There's no point in bringing them if our customers won't like them.
I'm sure the manufacturer has a wide selection of new tiles. Why don't we take a look at its website?
Good idea. There should be some new ceramic tiles with a reasonable price range.
Number 65. What is the store planning to do? Number 66. What is the woman concerned about? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which model will the speakers likely order? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and invitation.
Hi, the radio announcer at your station just mentioned the details of a play that is about to open next week. I'm calling because he gave the wrong information about it.
Oh, thanks for calling. We used the information from an official invitation that the production sent us. Something must have changed after that.
Well, there was a last-minute change and we had to move the performance to Marcus Theater. The time is still at 7, though.
I'll make sure that the announcer will give an update right away with the information about the new venue. Thanks, and good luck on the opening night. Number 68. Why is the woman calling? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What information on the invitation is no longer accurate? Number 70. What does the man say will happen next?